This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Ashley, let's begin with the Holy Father's Wednesday audience this morning in St. Peter's Square. Mm-hmm. What was the main focus of Pope Francis this morning?
Well, John, it was another beautiful day in St. Peter's Square this morning, and the Holy Father continued his series of catecheses on the meaning and value of old age in the light of God's Word. Today's theme was the importance of celebrating all the talents and charisms of the elderly. And so to illustrate this morning, the Pope looked to the Old Testament figure Judith lived to be over 100. He looked to her as an example for older people who, in retirement, can sometimes find adjusting to this new chapter of life a difficult time. He recalled that it was Judith who, in her youth, had saved her people by slaying the Assyrian general. And after this victory, she returned home and she spent the rest of her life with her family. And today, the Pope recalled that Judith's time of retirement after what he called an adventurous existence, what many people face today, but during retirement, people who are older are always called to be heroes like Judith was. And he said it's because heroism is not only that, a time of great events that fall under a spotlight, but it's actually in the tenacity of love poured out into a difficult family, or on the behalf of a threatened community, he said. And he pointed out that Judith was widowed early, that she had no children, but as an elderly woman, she was able to experience a season of fullness and of serenity, especially in the knowledge that she had lived to the full in the mission that the Lord had entrusted to her. And for her, the Pope said, it's time to leave a good legacy of wisdom, of tenderness, of gifts for the family, for the community, a legacy of good, and not only of goods. He said that that is a very important message for all of the elderly, to look to leave a legacy of good and not only of goods. And he said that's because in old age, it's easy to lose what he called one's inner gaze. And so instead, the elderly should work on perfecting that inner gaze so that it becomes more penetrating. And so in later times in life, it's easier to see things that may have escaped notice before. So the question is how the Lord can his talents only to the young and the strong? He says, well, that's not the case at all, because the Lord has talents for everyone, and the talents are made to measure for each one. That means they're perfect exactly for every stage and every season of life. And so today, the Pope asked the elderly to be generously available to share their talents so that they can always bear fruit. And he also encouraged all of the faithful to read the book of Judith and to learn about Judith's courage and strength, and to use that as an example to remember, to respect, and to encourage the talents and charisms of the elderly, John.
Well, the Holy Father, no doubt, has a heart for the elderly. Being elderly himself, he can totally appreciate mm-hmm. the challenges, especially what he's been having to deal with, hobbling around with the bad knee. The Holy yeah. Father also had a message for grandparents.
That's right. In fact, yes, our 85-year-old Pope yesterday released a message. Now, this is in anticipation of World Day for Grandparents and the Elderly. And although the date of the event isn't until July, indeed, Pope Francis released this year's message yesterday. And to give you a little background on this celebration, Pope Francis instituted this day, this World Day, in 2021 because he said that grandparents are often forgotten, and yet they are the link between generations, and it's they who pass on the experience of life and faith to the young. So this year, the day is going to fall on the 24th of July, and that's because the Church observes the World Day on the 4th Sunday of July, close to the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, who, of course, were the grandparents of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so in his message yesterday, the Pope said that he encouraged the elderly to persevere in hope and wanted to remind them of their great power to transform the world through prayer and through tenderness. He said aging is not a condemnation, it's a blessing. And even if society or personal frailties may tempt a person to think otherwise, he wants everyone to remember they are invaluable in God and should continue to pursue to know God and to have hope. And in his message, the Pope recalled the psalmist's words in Psalm 92:14, in their old age, they still bring forth fruit. And he said these words are glad tidings, especially because they run counter to what the world typically thinks about this stage of life. He said many people, as a result, are afraid of old age, but he says, along with the white hairs comes a gift for the elderly to learn to discern the presence of the Lord everywhere. He encouraged the elderly to cultivate the interior life. How do you do that? Well, he said through dedicated reading of the Word of God, through daily prayer, through the reception of the sacraments and participation in the liturgy. And he also encouraged the elderly to cultivate relationships with others. And finally, he asked grandparents and elderly to be artisans of the revolution of tenderness in the world. And he encouraged all of the elderly to become poets of prayer, John.
Inspiring words by the Holy Father, and it reminds me of, you know, we so oftentimes see older people in church. It seems like the elderly they feel a certain closeness to the Lord because they know that their uh-huh. time may be more limited. You know, there's the old joke that a Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving earth, and so the elderly uh-huh. oftentimes are reading the Word of God and praying because they know that they have to be ready for final exams.
Yes, exactly. And in his message, the Holy Father reminded the elderly that they have the incredibly valuable instrument at their disposal, which is one that is so perfectly suited to old age, and that is prayer.
Absolutely. Shifting gears, what is going on with the mafia in Rome? I understand there's been a major takedown. What's happening?
Oh, yes. In fact, John, it's really been quite a very interesting few days. So actually, believe it or not, one might think that the mafia is a thing of the past or something that you just see in movies nowadays. But the reality is it is alive and here in Rome. And after a huge investigation that involved wiretapping, et cetera, the anti-mafia department of Rome has just made 43 arrests between Rome, Lazio is our state, and Calabria. 38 people are now in jail. Another 5 are on house arrest. Amongst the arrests is an accountant, a bank employee, even a mayor from Calabria. And most of the charges are on things like illegal weapon sales, money laundering, sale and possession of drugs, extortion, and the fictitious registration of assets. And what's also particular about this particular mafia organization is that they didn't aim at controlling the territory, the land, like we know of mafia organizations in the past, but they focused on investments and money laundering, particularly in the commercial and catering sectors. And at the same time as the arrest, there was an urgent seizure of a series of companies and individual enterprises that were operating specifically in Rome. So these were supermarkets, restaurants, clubs, coffee bars. I have to say, I read through the list of every single one and looked at all the addresses just in case we'd ever been to any of them, but we hadn't. My husband John and I had not. But anyways, one of the police officials said that the mafia is a danger to democracy and it has to be wiped out. So thus, this really concerted effort here, John.
Well, it's the battle between good and evil, and that it continues to this day. Can you give us a brief update on what's going on from an Italian perspective with the war in Ukraine?
Oh, absolutely. So actually, in the latest of a series of efforts from Italy to provide assistance to Ukraine, Italy has sent a convoy of 45 fire trucks to Ukraine. So these were donated as part of an overall European effort to assist the country. So the fire trucks came from various firefighting units all over Italy. They were donated by each of these units, and they were then put on a train to Slovakia. And there in Slovakia, local authorities escorted the emergency vehicles then over the border to Ukraine. And 15 Italian firefighters also went along. They accompanied the trucks, and then they instructed their Ukrainian colleagues in how to use all of the machinery. And then, John, in the meantime, Italy has told its citizens that all public offices in the country, in the nation of Italy, must now regulate their internal building climate in order to reduce the use of gas that's coming from Russia. So what they have dictated is that air conditioning cannot go below 77 degrees. To give a little perspective on that, in 2021, the average temperature that Americans keep their thermostats at is 71 degrees. So it's a bit above that. And then going forward in the year, heat will not be able to go above 66 degrees. They have not said how the authorities plan to check whether the public buildings are complying with the new rules, but the penalties, they say, range from 500 euro to 3,000 euro.
Wow.
And then, another interesting thing that's been going on, John, is that the Italian Treasury has just seized a $700 million super yacht. Now, this super yacht has alleged links to Russian President Putin. Now, the luxury vessel was allegedly just getting ready to leave the Tuscan port called Marina di Carrara. It had been undergoing some maintenance work in the last few months. But instead, this 140-meter luxury vessel was impounded. And what's going to happen next is that the European Union will make a decision if they will include that in their package of sanctions against Russia. And to give you a little of an understanding of this incredible luxury vessel, it's a six-story yacht. It has two helipads, has a gym, has a beauty salon, an elevator, a swimming pool with a retractable cover that actually converts into a dance floor. And the ownership of it is under investigation right now, since its owner is actually an anonymous company registered in the Marshall Islands. But when they have started examining employment records of some of the members of the crew, they discovered that there are indeed links back to Putin. So thus the seizure of this. And we will continue to watch this and see how it all plays out, John.
Super interesting. Finally, we've got about a minute left. Just a quick word on how our Blessed Mother Mary is being celebrated in this month of May in Roma.
Oh, John, well, first of all, churches throughout the city are hosting public rosaries daily. And then at the Vatican on the four Saturdays of May, there will be a candlelight rosary procession around St. Peter's Square from 9 to 10 p.m. every Saturday evening. And then in the square during the rosary, there'll be a reproduction of the image of Mary under her title Mater Ecclesiae, which means Mother of the Church. And by the way, this is a reproduction of that mosaic that was put up in St. Peter's Square as part of the facade on the Apostolic Palace during the reign of Pope St. John Paul II. So these are some of the lovely things that are happening to celebrate the special month of Mary. And of course, it's also so wonderful that it all started out with the celebration of St. Joseph on the 1st of May as he ushered in the month for his wife. And in Rome, the Confraternity of St. Joseph in the area of Monte, it's an association of carpenters. And they did a very long, beautiful procession holding high the statue of both St. Joseph and Mary in preparation for this beautiful month of May, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.